It is a Friday, and that means we got a packed house to start the show. Derek Stevens, the return of Big Balls. It's been a while here, Big Balls. It's good to see you. And wow, Mike Palm making his first ever appearance late night. You're a busy man. You got the nuts earlier in the day, so we appreciate you stopping on by.
Well, I wanted to check off my bucket list.
You had to
be on the Drinking Friday edition of Nightcap.
So we have secretly sent in the odds for the show.
They're
so
starting already.
I know. Holy cow. Yeah. It's. Yeah. By the way,
what I was thinking,
the one time, I mean, I really wanted Banksy to be in, and he's not here today because I needed to get his thoughts on the Capitals Rangers situation, Tom Wilson dropping of the gloves all over the place, and Banksy's not here. What's he doing today?
Banksy's actually
hosting. He got recruited by the Rangers?
He got recruited by our team. He's actually hosting in the suite tonight. We got a lot of customers down at T-Mobile, and Banksy got the call.
How's Stadium Swim holding up these days?
You know, these days, Stadium Swim's holding up very well.
Yeah.
We had a great day today. We were a little worried with the wind and the clouds, but actually it worked in our favor, and it was a great day. Pretty much sold out day, so looking forward to carrying that in tomorrow.
We got three wide here. So, Mike, what'd you give out today on the nuts?
Well, we gave out Lille over Lens in France at -105 on the three-way. They only won 3-0. Real Sociedad and Elche under 2.5. That finished 2-0. We gave out Carlos Rondon first five -148. That cash is barely at 1-0. They get a run in the fifth, the White Sox. And then I pushed on Flexen +108 first five with the Mariners.
By the way, Mr. Palm, very lucky on the Real Sociedad Elche game because Elche had a red card in the 10th minute, and they are, like, I think they're 19th in La Liga. So it was a top five team against a bottom two team, and they held on and got that under. That's a pretty good win for you there.
It was a pretty good win. I didn't love the red card early. A red card for Sosi would have been okay.
Yeah, that would have been for Elche. No, not for Elche.
Derek, has Mike influenced you on getting into some football?
No, I think that might have been the first time I've heard any soccer talked about on the Nightcap. I was very impressed with your response when this was all impromptu here. That was pretty good.
I didn't even know what Mike just said or Jeff. I had no idea what those teams' words were.
The pandemic, Derek, basically made me go learn these international soccer teams. So I actually have kept up with it a little bit this year. So that was actually a bet. I actually had the same bet as Mike today on that under. So that was the main reason that I knew that Elche had a red card in the 10th minute. So,
by the way,
impressive.
I just got a tweet. Did you know, Mike, that at Santa Anita today there was a horse, Vegas Palm?
Ran second at 4-1.
Come on, how is he not going to know that?
How many tweets did you get telling you about that today?
There were every time I looked, it was 20 plus, and it was all about this race. The palm readers were pounding the horse, and then they posted the video. So I saw the stretch call, a very respectable second. The 3-5 shot ran out.
I've got that. I'm watching the video right now.
Someone, I only lost by about a length and a half.
Yeah.
Is that yours?
No, not at all.
Derek, have you ever thought about getting into the horse game?
Oof. No. No.
You got the suits. I can see Derek at Churchill Downs on a early May Saturday.
He won't even run his own restaurant. You think he's going to own a horse?
That's fair.
Oh, man. These first couple minutes before we really get the night going. Now Mike's picking up the pace. He's chugging over there. So what are we sipping on here, gentlemen?
This is a little Moscato.
Okay.
Okay.
Big Balls is
Big Balls is pulling ahead.
What do we got? Gin and tonic?
Gin and tonic. Yep.
There you go.
This is going to be quite the race here. Everyone's already done with a drink.
Big Ball.
Not even at the start of the show. This is pretty good.
Big Balls is already the victor.
I had to make up for last time I was on the show.
Yeah, I heard about that.
It was just me and Derek, and I got roped into talking a lot more than I normally do. So I wanted to make sure I was victorious today.
Take a breath. You're okay. You're okay. All right.
Victory.
All right, so we got a full house. Mike Palm, good to have him here. Big Balls, Derek, and Jeff Parles. Let's get it rolling. It is the Nightcap. Well, I've got my coffee, and these gentlemen are are having their beverages of choice now. Big Balls is going to be thirsty for the next 16 minutes or so. He had to take care of business. I sent in the odds to Aaron Oster prior to the segment starting, and based off of your last appearance, Derek, where you were victorious, but I knew there would be the revenge factor. I had it even money both ways, and then I had plus 300 on Mike. So
it's a pretty good value on Big Balls.
I know. the sharps are hammering it. They might have moved it to odds on here in a little bit.
Yeah. If I knew the odds beforehand, I think I would have finished them even quicker. To be completely honest, that's borderline offensive.
That's the whole point, is you got to keep them quiet. So it is Friday. We've got Mike Palm in the house, host of The Nuts, 2-3 Eastern each and every weekday with Amal Shaw. Gave out some winners earlier today. We've got Big Balls. See him up there taking care of a couple of my buddies from, I think, a couple Pro Football Focus guys were up in Stadium Swim today.
Yeah, no, they were at one of our day beds. They were having a great time.
I'm sure they are.
I went and checked into them later in the afternoon. And you know what? They, like I said, they were having a good time. I don't want to say anything more about it, but they were enjoying themselves.
It's like about minus 300 that they show up, or plus 300 that they show up here for an 8 o'clock hit. I'm not so sure.
Oh, they're on the schedule tonight.
Yeah, they won.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we'll I did see. Not know that.
We'll see.
I did not know that.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, but probably. I mean, judging by how they were acting, they definitely got sprayed today.
You got another warehouse situation this weekend. We got the Canelo Alvarez fight. So let the people, Derek, know what's going on here at Circa.
Yeah, the fight warehouse is starting to take off here. So we booked the Canelo fight for the warehouse, and I think we held back 20 tickets. We weren't sure how many people would jump up. So we booked it for 250, and we posted it sold out in like a day.
Wow.
So we're gonna hopefully post about another 20 tickets up for sale tomorrow. It's $100 on all the beer you can drink, and you get to watch Canelo up there. So this little fight warehouse thing is kind of cool.
I know you've been doing that. This will be the third or fourth time.
Yeah.
If you buy in advance early,
yeah,
early bird gets the worm. You get $75 free beer.
What's amazing is this. I mean, Canelo.
They have Moscato up there for Mike.
He knows people. They the Canelo brand on you know, generally around Cinco de Mayo is when he fights. This is such an incredible fan base. I mean, they love Canelo, and I'm sure it'll be an all Canelo crowd because it usually is. It should be heck of a nice night.
Mike, when we've been, I know you've kept an eye on what's going on in the world of baseball. What is with the Dodgers struggling a little bit, my Nats taking care of the Yankees here. These big boys are struggling. Is this a time to, I'm sure you've talked about in the Nuts, but is this a time to buy low on as low as it possibly could get on the Dodgers? Or are we waiting it out and see how low these odds can get?
Well, they're still a pretty significant favorite, at least in the West.
Right.
There's never been more parity in baseball through 30 games. Never. Where there's teams are between 12 and 18 and 18 and 12. I mean, that's it. That's the whole gap. I mean, the Tigers are sort of the outlier there, as all the Detroit teams are and Michigan teams, and you know the whole state.
They got Panay Sewell. They're
going to be they're going to be biting kneecaps. I mean,
Panay Sewell's a perfect kneecap biter.
What I say, jean shorts and back knee. And that's what the crowd of the Detroit Lions are going to be wearing.
Yeah,
jean shorts and back knee.
Man. What was wrong with Jim Caldwell? Jim Caldwell went 10-6. They weren't happy with that. They wanted 3-13. They wanted
Grizzly Adams.
They're self-loathers, these people from Michigan. You know what I mean? When will one of their teams be relevant, Tim? I mean, seriously.
Ooh.
Michigan football, Michigan State football, either any of the four major sports teams. Who will be relevant first? Maybe the Tigers.
Red Wings in 3 years.
Really?
Yep.
Because of Stevie Y. That's why. That's what your faith is
yep.
in.
100%.
But anyhow, back to the baseball question.
You take that, Derek.
He has to go off. You know, it's his first time on nightcap.
That's true. It is his first time.
Give him a little bit of rope here.
Moscato. Come on.
You know what I do? I work with all these Michigan people, right? So I have to adjust my mindset, you know? So what I do is at least once a week, I watch that great documentary, Roger and Me. you know, by Michael Moore, to understand what Michigan is really all about.
Now we're talking fight words here.
Man.
I don't know that one.
What were the odds on anyone saying that tonight?
Michael Moore. I mean, what, about 1,000 to 1?
Yeah.
It'd be nice thinking. Yeah, you just made someone a lot of money, Mike.
Thank you. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure, you know, the palm readers had that one ready to go.
I see a little Tiger comeback coming. It was 4-0. I see a 4-3 score right now.
I saw 4-3.
Yeah, 4-3. They got three off that terrible Minnesota bullpen. I'm on the over in that game, so we're going to be waiting out another rain delay there.
I cashed my first 5-under, so I felt very lucky. If you'd have told me Schumacher was going 5, I didn't think I would have get under 4.5. But
no,
we cashed.
No, they kept scattering runners throughout that game. But Big Ball's question for you here, and Mr. Palm was on Gil's show this morning talking about this a little bit as well.
I need to chug my coffee. Hold on. I need to get in.
The NFL season, it's going to be here before we know it, and get in now if you want to be upstairs for those first, not even week one, week two, week three, and beyond.
Yeah, there's really no question about that. And our Sundays, currently at Stadium Swim, you can reserve them online up to October 31st is the latest date we have. But coming hopefully with the unveiling of the regular season NFL schedule, we will also be rolling out our prices for the regular season up at Stadium Swim for the NFL. So it's going to be quick, and they're selling out quickly. So like I said, just an absolute shameless plug, Stadium CircleLasVegas.com /stadium-swim.
I think we, hold on, we have, by the way, we have reinforcements.
Yeah, we have a
Derek, we got lucky with the caution flag here. We can catch up to Big Ball.
This is the world famous Spider. Most of you probably know him. How you doing, Spider?
Doing? Great.
Thank you.
Thank you, Spider.
I'm good. Thank you, though.
Spider, next round.
Oh, my God. Whoa.
Wow. Whoa. See, I'm interested in that +$3 price.
Yeah. I mean, now.
Wait a minute.
Talking about value.
Why disrespect talk about over there, value? Right there. Wow. Beltway Betty.
Tim, these guys have drank so much so far that Bill 80 is bringing glasses out of the studio right now.
But my odds were correct because Mike didn't know about the. Now he knows. So if he comes in next week, it'll be readjusted. You know, that's all. It's like you guys with the NFL draft. You're learning, right? You're learning with the NFL.
I'm not going to compete with it. I mean, if they really want somebody to give Big Balls competition, you have to bring in a professional drinker like Jeff Victor. Then I think it's a little bit more fair.
Well, good luck to Jeff as well.
Ultimately, since Mike took his jabs at you, Derek, Penei Sewell drops to 7. I know we talked about it a little bit last week, but you got to be pretty happy as a Lion fan to get. Hopefully your left tackle for the next 50. I don't know who he'll be protecting. I mean, that's a whole other question.
Yeah, I mean, they bring Sewell in. Next thing you know, they make their center, Ragnow, the highest paid center in football. And clearly Campbell and the regime here are looking at building from the offensive and defensive line standpoint and kind of growing from there. So,
Mike, who is your favorite draft?
Team?
Yeah, who had the best draft?
I thought the Chargers had the best draft.
John Slater dropping to 13.
Drops to 13. They address that. They address the cornerback.
Yeah, they get Asante Samuel Jr.
They're going to get a lift of like 3.5 wins from just not having Brother Lynn as the head coach. You know what I mean? Just game management itself. I think Herbert continues to improve. And I mean, they're in a tough division with Kansas City, but I like the outlook for this team.
Over-under set at 9. And as Mike mentioned, they went 7-9 last year, won their last 4 games.
Blew 5 games with double-digit leads.
7 games by 1 score. They lost 7 games by 1 score. They bring in a guy who was coaching D3 5 years ago. So, you know, that's near and dear to my heart. So, I'm all in. I'm all in on the Chargers. And they just wear the powder blues all the time and go back to San Diego.
Oh, and by the way, Anthony Lynn goes to the Lions.
Yeah.
Offensive coordinator, not head coach.
Now this Chargers team is going to be a lot of fun.
I like
this
it. Yeah.
I think this is going to be real interesting. Clearly, the Chiefs revamping this whole offensive line is going to be something, but the Chargers is going to be one heck of a team to watch.
What happened if Aaron Rodgers ends up in Denver?
Holy moly.
Hmm? What a division that
AFC
becomes.
AFC West would be really something.
Yeah.
NFC North, wide open.
I think the Bears.
Or Minnesota?
I think the Bears.
Hey.
I think it falls to the Bears. If And I think you'll get Fields early if that's the case. If Rodgers actually gets shipped out west and probably to Denver, I think you're going to see Fields real early because this is a Bears team that's built to win now with that defense.
What do you guys think? Aaron Rodgers, is he a Packer week one?
I think no is a pretty heavy favorite at this point.
I go Bell.
He's back.
He's back.
He's back.
I hope
we're
going to set a record here.
This is the first
time we've ever had three in this segment.
I'm glad I'm on the end.
Oh, man.
I can't wait to...
Spider's going to get us in trouble.
I mean, you guys are off the air.
Paul, there goes Mike again. The drink's not even on the table.
Are you kidding?
Let's go.
This is very
Mike. Mike's ready to go. I hope the palm readers are watching right now. This is impressive, man. This is a show.
You don't even know what's hit you right now.
Drinking on the job over there, Mike. This is unbelievable. Promoting the nuts. He doesn't get to do this on the nuts.
I know. It's middle of the day. Can you start talking to Bill and see if you could... You know, throw a couple of Moscatos back mid-show?
No. It's a serious show.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're
now,
not.
Now, Amal is out on Monday. Huh? So I said to the powers that be, including former, you know, newspaper superstar, sports editor Bill 80, I need somebody good. You know, don't just throw me in there with anybody. Give me a serviceable number two to work with. And so I have Paulie Howard with me on Monday.
I thought you were going to say you're going to switch me from Fridays in the Nuts.
Wait a minute.
Hey, you can tell, Tim, this is a special Friday, though. I mean, this is first Friday. Pretty special day in Vegas in every first Friday. But the May 1st Friday is when it really, like, kind of kicks off the whole summer season. So hotels are all sold out. I mean, I had a lot of people at the airport today. Just said the airport was just nuts today. So people are coming in hot. You can actually you can feel the energy out there.
We're at what, 80% now?
80% for restaurants and such. Hotels have always been at 100%.
Okay.
So I think most hotels in Vegas are going to be sold out tonight. So it's going to be one heck of a night tonight.
Well, you guys are off to a good start of that one heck of a night.
Yeah, we got to prepare for this crowd coming in. You know, you can't sit at the end of the bar without a couple loops in here. Yeah. It's tough.
Derek, obviously 2 months away, though, 4th of July weekend. 4th of July falls on a weekend as well this year. Is that going to be the greatest party in the history of the city?
Oh, I think you ought to look out for a little announcement that we're going to have on Monday.
Okay.
I think I think we're going to be a little bit before that. I can't blow it because I'm under an NDA, but I think on Monday we're going to have a little announcement. I think it's going to be great for Las Vegas.
Okay.
Wonderful.
That's good. We'll be looking forward to it.
You're a man of all knowing, Mike. Any chance Canelo loses on Saturday? Minus $8.
Yeah, I mean, there's a chance, but would you bet on it?
I wouldn't.
No, I wouldn't at all. And I don't think it's a good thing if he loses. It's going to be a better thing for us if he wins.
Yeah, how is that? I mean, because people are coming in, they see what, plus 585? Sure, why not? Yeah. Give me $100 on that. Give me, you know, they're just trying to take that plus money. No one, who in their right mind, especially people coming in for the weekend, want to lay $8 on a fight?
Yeah, ticket count's all going to be on the dog. We will see some bigger action on Canelo, but I agree with Mike. We're going to end up needing Canelo by the time the fight goes tomorrow.
Mike, you're going to have to play the role of Banksy here because the craziness with the Rangers and the Caps this week with Tom Wilson getting a fine, no suspension. The Rangers front office getting cleaned out right after that statement. What were your thoughts on that? And, of course, we got a week to go in the hockey regular season, too.
It's very interesting because I think for a lot of these teams now, we have to wonder what are they going to do with these last three games that they have to play with Vancouver and Calgary. I mean,
they're both going to be done. They're going to both be eliminated.
Well, hopefully they are, because I don't want to hold up the whole playoffs. You know, other sports have, and rightly done so, go with win percentage, right? You can't make up all these games. And why make teams sit a week and play? Let's go. I mean, let's get this Pacific Division going. Look at Minnesota's a tough out for anybody. The Knights don't want to play Minnesota. Neither is Colorado. They give Colorado fits. This Pacific Division, wide open, right? And you might have two of the best four teams in hockey in it, and it's still wide open. I took a shot with Edmonton at 30-1, just simply because I think they're peaking now. I think Smith's playing really well, and I don't know if I want to ride Jack Campbell, who has no playoff experience with the Maple Leafs, who have been so heavily overbet. So I take a shot at 30-1. If you can get them into the Final Four, you've already created value there. The Midwest, I mean, what a division that is. I mean, and even Nashville's gotten hot here as of late. I look at Quenneville. He's got three cups. They seem to be the elixir to Tampa, right? Florida plays so well against Tampa. So if they can get through Tampa, I know Carolina's going to end up with the President's Trophy, right? But, I mean, that's wide open as well. I discount the East. I don't think any of the teams in the East are going to win the Cup, even though you could argue all four have the ability to. I just don't think that division has been that strong this year. Boston is too heavy on one line, you know, and an aging team. I don't know. Is Swayman going to play as well in the playoffs? It looks like Ras Swayman, Halak's just getting back. So it should be interesting. And as you know, the Stanley Cup playoffs are the most wide open of any sport. I mean, in the NBA, you almost have to be a number one or a two seed to win. Lakers will probably try to disprove it this year, but there's nothing better than the Stanley Cup playoffs.
Well, there's nothing better than you three gentlemen.
Thank you.
So that's how you end the segment. Derek Stevens, Big Balls, Mike Palm. Check out the Nuts weekdays, 2 to 3 Eastern, 4 Moscato's deep. He's ready to roll. Gentlemen, a pleasure as always. Enjoy your evening.
Have a great Friday, guys.
All right, there they are. We'll be back. We'll get you a little bit update on that Lakers game. Lakers-Blazers, importance for the play-in up next here on the Nightcap. Welcome back into the Indeed.com studio. Resumes are good. Resumes with an Indeed skills test are better. Visit Indeed.com/credit. It is the Nightcap, and on Fridays, we always get off to a smoking start. Thanks to Derek Stevens, Big Balls, and a surprise visit from Mike Palm, who was ready to go, man.
That was an electric performance by Mike tonight.
Yeah,
it was electric.
Once again, the odds that I put out there, I should have been a little stronger on Big Balls. I did even money both ways, Derek and Big Balls, knowing the revenge factor. Probably should have weighed in, should have had Big Balls as odds on. And then I knew Mike didn't know what was going on, and he was, you know, one behind. And then once he caught on, he was crushing it. So it was entertaining to have the co-host of the Nuts on with us. So always fun to have Mike Palm in studio. And with that, let's get to the NBA slate here on a Friday night and a massive game with the Blazers and the Lakers. And the Blazers have gotten off to a strong start, 14-6 right now. They lead the Los Angeles Lakers. Anthony Davis is playing tonight. He was in the starting lineup, so that's good news for the Lakers, as we speculated last night, Jeff, that we felt like he probably wouldn't play. Right around the time we signed off, Anthony Davis told the media that he will play tonight. This was last night.
Another loss for us amateur doctors here on the set. Another loss for us there. But this was an interesting one because 223 was the closing total at most spots, Tim.
Yep.
And 223 on a Portland game is really, really low. But because of the Lakers, again, struggle on offense, and we know how good defensively they are, that total ended up being about what I thought it should have been, and I stayed off altogether. I know you took the Lakers plus eight,
which was here at Circa earlier in the day. Went down to 7.5 in most spots. Actually, looks like closed 8 at William Hill. A couple offshore shops had it down at 7. And yeah, we'll see. I mean, the issue with the Lakers, obviously, is their struggles offensively. And off to a slow start here. But I figure with the defense that they have, Jeff, and with Portland just really being one of the poorest defensive teams in the league, that the Lakers could keep this close, kind of make it slog it up a little bit, like we saw on Monday night when they beat Denver with a similar lineup. But Portland off to a good start. And, you know, one thing I saw on Twitter earlier today, I think it was from, might have been ESPN Stats and Information, but the winner of this game has such an advantage to take that sixth spot in the playoffs. If the Lakers win this game, I believe the odds are, and this is not odds in Vegas, this is just percentages, they're around 90% to grab the sixth seed, while if the Blazers win, they're around 80%. So this game is of the utmost importance, and with the Lakers without Dennis Schroeder, without LeBron James, as we all know, they do have AD, the Blazers. And I give the Blazers credit, Jeff. They had just a horrific stretch there where they had lost 7 of 8 Their lone win was a one-point win over the San Antonio Spurs. They got swept by the Grizzlies, which looked incredibly detrimental, looked like that would hurt them and maybe even drop them to the 8 seed in the play-in. But they've turned things around. They won, they've won 5 of 6 heading into this game tonight. At home against the Lakers, we're laying a hefty number and off to a good start. So for the Portland Trailblazers, they've seemed to turn things around. And with a win tonight, good chance they're the 6th seed in the Western Conference playoffs.
And then you get a very aggravated Laker team in a play-in scenario, which would, again, we're talking about it last night, the Mr. Burns rub your hands together scenario for Adam Silver. If you get the Lakers and the Warriors in a 7-8 play-in, which would be the most logical conclusion if the Lakers don't find a way tonight undermanned to win in Portland, Tim.
Yeah, and you think about it. Yes, the Lakers, Adam Silver would be thrilled about them being in the play-in, but he would be devastated if somehow they get eliminated in the play-in situation. Now, the Pelicans, their chances of getting into the play-in took a massive hit today with the news of a fractured finger for Zion Williamson. Just stinks. And the New Orleans Pelicans, hell of an effort tonight. Covered the closing number of 12 here against the Philadelphia 76ers. Only lost by 2. Had a chance to win that game all night.
And not only that, Brandon Ingram out indefinitely with an ankle, too. Right. So knock out your 2 best players when you're basically hanging on for dear life. And again, heck of an effort. Lost by 2. Covered an 11.5-point dog. But in the end, it's going to be just bad timing for this with New Orleans because San Antonio have been leaking oil for a while now.
Denver and Utah, a total of 214.5. And if you played the under, folks, it's not looking good. We'll get you updated on that game. It is a Friday night here on the Nightcap on VSiN. Did you know VSiN.com has the latest lines and odds for every game on the board tonight? Track the line movements with live charts, get estimated scores for every matchup, and all the betting information you need to stay on top of the action. Like tonight, for example, we found out Zion Williamson out with the broken hand. That line goes up in the favor of the Philadelphia 76ers. You can also use our parlay calculator to figure out payments and get all our betting 101 information, including definitions of betting terms we use here on the Sports Betting Network. Start your day's sports betting research for free at VSiN.com. It is the Nightcap here on VSiN. That's Jeff Parles, Tim Murray, live from the Circus Sportsbook. And as one, as it normally is, it is a busy Friday on the NBA hardwood and multiple games of very much importance, including the Portland Trailblazers and the Los Angeles Lakers. Blazers right now leading 19-10 over the Lakers. I took the Lakers plus the points, which I'll be honest, I knew this would be painful.
Well, at least you knew going in.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be tough. They are inept offensively, but their strength is their defense. They were able to get the cover and the win outright earlier this week, but just hammered yesterday by the Clippers. Now, Anthony Davis leaves that game, only plays, 9 minutes yesterday, Jeff, with the ankle injury, whatever they want to call it, calf tightness, back spasms. I mean, we saw him roll his ankle. Whatever happened, he did not come back in the game, but the Blazers, now they're getting hot from three. Have hit 4 threes already. They lead 22-10 with under 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. You mentioned a total. 223 is where it went off, and right now trending a bit under, but we will see how this game ultimately unfolds. 214.5 was the total here for Denver and Utah, Jeff. And how about this game? This is quite the surprise. At halftime, it was 73-69. Unbelievably high scoring. And right now, midway through the third quarter, Nuggets lead the Jazz 85-81. A total of 214.5. Look at that. At DraftKings right now, the in-game total is 249.
Oh boy.
And it was a pre-flop of 214.5, Jeff, as we have free throws for the Utah Jazz. Michael Porter Jr. has 24 points so far tonight. Nikola Jokic, your league MVP, 9 assists, 5 rebounds, 16 points. And for Utah, Bogdanovich has really been coming on lately. He's got 32 points already tonight for the Utah Jazz, and he's been playing really well as his brother down in Atlanta. So the Bogdanoviches have been playing well so far, at least late in the season.
Yeah, this is a weird box score tonight too, because you have both teams shooting over 50%, Denver closer to 60% and 50% from three. Jokic has only attempted 6 shots, but he's made all 6 of them. 16 points. Jokic owns Rudy Gobert, and Gobert's having a tough night again. Only 4 rebounds and a minus 13 point differential for the Stifle Tower. So it's been Bogdanovich. It's been Michael Porter Jr. is 24, and this is a game I did have a bet on. I took Denver plus the 4.5 because I thought this should have been a pick, personally, with no Mitchell and no Conley. And with how well Denver has played without Jamal Murray, I was very happily taking the 4.5 points that they were giving me. So that's what I'm on, and we'll see if we get there with it being a 2-point game. We're at 85-83, not even halfway home in the third quarter.
We got a run going on here in Phoenix. The New York Knicks were down 21-8. They now lead 29-25. So, you know, on the nightcap, we have to do quick math. A 21-4 run, actually updated, 23-4 run. It is 30-25 Knicks right now. Now, as we saw to start this game, the Suns got out to a great start. I don't think I have to check my phone. I don't think I played this game. I looked at the Knicks plus the 6.5. I don't think I ultimately pulled the trigger on the Knicks. These are the two best teams in the league in covering the number. The Knicks came into today, I believe, 43-23 ATS, Jeff. The Suns were 40-25-1. On the road, Knicks 21-12 ATS. At home, Phoenix 22-12 ATS. So it's the old something's got to give game, and right now, the Knicks on this 23-5 run with a minute to go in the first quarter. They lead 31-26 on the road in Phoenix right now.
This total's up from what it closed at, too, I believe, Tim. Now I'm seeing 225.5 as we're reaching the end of the first quarter.
Opened, closed 216.
Yeah, so we're up 9.5 points from the beginning, and the Knicks are shooting 60% from the field. So I hate betting in-game unders in the NBA, unless if the totals just get so out of control, and 225.5 is not an out-of-control total. But that kind of is speaking to me a little bit there, Tim, with the way that the Knicks are shooting.
Go for it.
Again, we hit the other good one the other night, which was nice.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dodgers bullpen.
Julius Randle, if you played any props tonight, Julius Randle, 25.5 was his point total this evening, and he already has 13 points.
Is that good?
I mean, Julius Randle, what a year he is having, and a real argument for, now I don't think he'll get it just because of what is on the front lines across the league when you're looking at, you know, Joel Embiid, Giannis, I know I'm probably omitting someone that's not coming. Oh, of course, Jokic, the league MVP. So Julius Randle's probably going to have a hard time getting on first-team All-NBA. But you're looking at probably second-team All-NBA for Julius Randle. Pretty much a lock to get most improved player, and that'll make JVT a very happy man. So Julius Randle already 13 points as the first quarter has come to a close. It is 33-30 Knicks over the Suns, and as you mentioned, 55% from the field are the New York Knickerbockers. DeAndre Ayton leading the way with 10 points. You know, interestingly enough, in that first quarter, Phoenix did not shoot the ball well. 9 of 25 from the field.
Yeah, that's also a hesitation there because Phoenix didn't shoot the ball particularly well in the quarter and still scored 30 points. So I'm going to stay off. I did just place another in-game bet.
What do you got?
I took over in Sacramento and San Antonio I think it was 215 and a half was the number I just got, and of course I just closed out of it. So I'll have to confirm that after the break there. Yeah.
We've got some interesting odds at BetMGM. When teams will exit the postseason. We'll discuss those next. Stick around. It's the Nightcap here on VSiN. This week, between the Kentucky Derby and the Preakness, the Triple Crown is still the main topic of conversation on the Ron Flatter Racing Pod. Steve Kornacki of NBC News talks about his successful pick of Medina Spirit in the Derby, and he looks forward to next week's Preakness at Pimlico. So does trainer Mike McCarthy, who sends his colt Rumbauer to race in the second jewel of the Triple Crown. South Point's Chris Andrews will handicap weekend races. The Ron Flatter Racing Pod is available now at VSiN.com/podcast or wherever you get your podcasts. It's sponsored by First Bet. It's the Nightcap here on VSiN, and top of the hour, we're going to be joined by Eric Eager from Pro Football Focused. Maybe some others. We'll see what happens, who will come on in, but looking forward to chatting with him as they are a couple PFF guys are in town, I think celebrating and getting some steam off their chest. It's been a busy stretch for them with all of the NFL draft and everything going on, but we will chat with them top of the hour, look ahead to some futures, some win totals, all that good stuff with Eric Eager and company, maybe?
Hopefully.
We'll see how it goes. So let's get you updated real quick on some really big games. And, well, not looking great for me early, but the Blazers up 12 right now on the Lakers, 32-20 with 12 seconds to go in the first quarter. No LeBron, no Dennis Schroeder. Anthony Davis is playing. And the other 7-10 game of interest, 7-10 start, I should say, Suns and Knicks, 37 all in this one. So a really entertaining game in the Valley right now, as we saw a massive run from the Knicks to take the lead after the first quarter. What did you end up pulling the trigger on anything in game here?
Yeah, I ended up taking San Antonio and Sacramento over because neither team is shooting well. The pace is fast and the Kings are the Kings. Defensively, at least, Tim. And
we're at 36-33 Spurs.
Yeah, not what I'm looking for there, Tim, because I got it at 215 and a half. And right now, live, I got to imagine it's better than that if I wanted it over. Yeah, well, 216 and a half. That's interesting.
All right,
I'm ahead by a point.
215 and a half, so we got that locked in. My losing bet as the end of the first quarter is here. Portland, I took the Lakers plus 8. Portland's up 12 after the first quarter, so that's not ideal. But, hey, we got three more quarters for an inept offense to figure things out and to get it back. But speaking of the Suns, they are a team that maybe, is it fair to say, isn't getting rightful due?
It's a month ago, 100%. Now, a little bit more, but they're still way less than any recent one seed in memory, potential one seed in memory, I should say.
So BetMGM put out some interesting props today on where teams will be bounced or ultimately where, you know, what their odds are to win the championship. So the Phoenix Suns, who have a chance to be the number one seed in the Western Conference, how often do you see the favorite for a team like Phoenix?
The first round.
The favorite of where they will lose is the first round.
Oh, my goodness.
And honestly, it makes sense because right now, especially with how the Lakers game is unfolding, the Suns could very well be an underdog in their first round series if the Lakers land in the seventh spot, beat the Warriors, and they are the first round opponent for the Phoenix Suns. It's a terrible matchup for Phoenix if it is
correct.
Los Angeles, unless it is the Lakers. So it's stunning to see that a team that's 47-19 and think, you know, in recent history, Jeff, you just don't see a ton of first-round upsets. They've expanded it to 7 games to help out the higher-seeded teams, but in this case, 7 games is a detriment to Phoenix here, and it's plus $2 for the Suns to be bounced in the first round.
Tim, I have to break up our train of thought here,
okay,
because it's me on the nightcap, and it's during the baseball season. So
we
what's
a no-hitter going on?
The Reds have just taken a 1-0 lead on Cleveland. Wade Miley, of all people, has a no-hitter through 8 innings. So we might be at it again with the no-hitter would be on the desk with you.
Can we get that game?
Yeah, we're going to have to. Cleveland and Cincinnati, 1-0. The Reds have just taken the lead. And thankfully, one of my good friends just texted me telling me that there was a no-hitter going on, Tim, because that was a game that was delayed. I didn't even realize that it had started. And quite frankly, the teams have forgotten it even started because it was 1-0 into the 9th. Wade Miley, of all guys, has a no-hitter through 8 innings. Could someone please put that prop up and we just bet it whenever I'm here? We would be up so much right now.
Yeah, so those who have not not aware, the first no-hitter of the season, Joe Musgrove throws a no-hitter for the San Diego Padres. I think that was Jeff's first show with me. Second show?
It was a second because it was a Friday night.
Yeah.
So I was with you the night before.
Okay, so first week, second show, no-hitter Musgrove. I'm out of town the following week or 2 weeks?
The following week. It was legitimately the next Wednesday because you were on your trip to the East Coast.
Yep.
I was on the desk with Matt Holt. Carlos Rodon throws a no-hitter.
Then on Wednesday, this didn't happen during our show, but Jeff scheduled it to rejoin and co-host with me this Wednesday. John Means, no-hitter with Baltimore. And now Wade Miley, through 8 innings, hasn't allowed a hit. He's walked 1. He struck out 7, 106 pitches. We are in the top of the 9th, as you mentioned. It was a scoreless game going into the 9th. The Reds have scored a run, and now Wade Miley a chance to throw a no-hitter, which would be the 4th no-hitter of the season. 4th 9-inning no-hitter. We already have a 7-inning no-hitter with Madison Bumgarner. This is
and Tim, I wasn't on the air when the Bumgarner one was happening,
right,
but I was legitimately on the air and about 30 minutes after that concluded. So
of course you were.
We'd be going 5 for 5 here. That's crazy. That's absolutely good. It's Wade Miley too. Wade Miley's, I know he's had a good year, but Wade Miley's been so mediocre for the past 3 years too. Wild stuff.
1969 was the last time we had more no hitters by May 5th. Because that's when John Means threw his third, the league's third no-hitter. Once again, Madison Bumgarner, not technically a no-hitter because it didn't go 9 innings. I disagree, but that's the rules as they state right now. And that year, there were 6 no-hitters, and we could be getting our 4th no-hitter 2 days after John Means. So we will keep an eye, and hopefully we can grab that game and keep an eye on it. So John Means, Wade Miley, no hits through 8 innings.
I mean, when we have Johnny Avello on later, we're going to have to tell him that whenever I'm in yeah, studio, he's going to have to put that prop up, even if it's just for our enjoyment.
Yeah, it is.
It's ridiculous.
We'll see if Wade Miley can finish it out. But let's get back to what we keep an eye on. Let's get back to the Suns. And where they could ultimately get bounced in the playoffs. What jumps out to you? Losing the first round, losing the conference semis, losing the conference finals, losing the NBA finals, and then, of course, win the championship. So plus 200, plus 220, plus 220, losing the NBA finals. Nothing is really that intriguing. I guess I would take the ones that jump out to me, losing in the first round, knowing it's the Lakers, and I'm trying to think what that series price will be. It wouldn't be as high as $2, but it wouldn't be that far off.
If it's them and the Lakers?
I mean, there's no,
I don't know, Tim. I think just, It all depends on the health of LeBron and AD, which I think it's pretty safe to say at this point. LeBron's not going to be 100%, but he could be in about the 80% range. AD will be a lot closer to 100%, but I don't know if you can put him fully there. I wouldn't be shocked if it's Phoenix almost at $3, Tim. I wouldn't be shocked if that happens. Oof. Which is, again, that would be one where I would bet Phoenix, even though I don't like the matchup, just because a team that I've liked all year against a team that, again, if healthy, the clear favorite to win the NBA, to win the Western Conference, and the second favorite to win the NBA championship, only behind Brooklyn. But man, it really is amazing, though, and I do agree with the odds. It does make sense that the first round for Phoenix to go out is the favorite, just because of the potential albatross of drawing the Lakers in the first round.
And if the score holds tonight, with the Blazers leading by 6 right now, here we go, Lakers, fight! Just keep it close.
And just got to cover.
Just got to cover. But if the Blazers do win tonight, they hold the tiebreak over the Lakers. Mavericks already hold the tiebreaker over both teams. So the Lakers, of the three teams that they're jockeying in position for, 5, 6, 7, the Lakers only would be in some real trouble and would be staring that 7 seed. That's why tonight is so vital and so important. So that's why, once again, you look at these odds. While it's shocking that a 47-19 basketball team who very well could grab the 1 seed, and then you think about if they're the 1 seed, yes, they'd be a favorite, but I mean, they're not comfortable against Golden State if it's Golden State.
They would win that series because they have enough pieces defensively to basically take everyone outside of Steph out of the game and basically say, all right, Steph, if you're going to beat us 4 times, you're going to have to average 45 points a game in this series, which Curry could do, but that's just going to be too hard to do that for 4 times in a 7-game series.
Will there be another no-hitter with Jeff Parles in studio? Cincinnati, no hits through 8 innings for Wade Miley.
I got to interrupt this one, too. Sean Manaea, perfect through 6. So there you go. We might have 2 in one night. This is craziness.
Jeff's really excited. Also, Eric Eager, scheduled to stop on by the studio as well. It is a nightcap here on VSiN.